flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Shant. There is an inner place where no mind is found, a still, soft space with no discernible sound. No thought may enter through this gate, barren of fears, judgments, and hate. This is love's domain, deep, deep down, the place where true beauty is found. Change your focus, find the world within. Dance with love here. Let your heart sing. Fall in love with everything. Detach yourself from the heavy vibrations. Instead, open your heart to love's creations. Rise now into delicious sensations. Let love be your truth, touching all in its flow. See the changes that will come. Feel the beauty that will show. Open yourself to love in you. Let it grow. Then enter the world softly, sparkling seeds as you go. You, as love's messengers, deep in the flow. The disciple asked the master, what spiritual discipline should I practice to hasten the enlightenment? And the master replied, just dance. The disciple said, but I am too tired to dance. The master said, just sing. The disciple persisted, but I am too tired even to sing. The master said, then just go and sleep and get detached. The disciple said, but even sleep fails me. The master said, you are so much full of yourself. empty yourself. Empty yourself of heavy vibrations. Life is not a burden to be carried, but a rhythm to flow with. Life is not a heavy weight. It's a flow. Being judgmental makes you heavy. Vices carry heavy vibrations. Move from heaviness to lightness. The burden is of thoughts. The burden is of vices. Past is heavy. Present is light. Life is the eternal celebration with the divine. We have come here to celebrate. We have come here to play. We have come here to rejoice. We have come here to dance. We have come here to sing. We have come here to enjoy. The divine festivity is around. The divine flame has come. Moths should rejoice. The divine union is taking place. The divine assembly is going on. The lights are lit. The melody is around. Baba said, drop the word sadness, tiredness, and depression. This is the moment of divine realization. Divorce. When you divorce the divine father, you feel depressed. This is the moment of divine union. This is the moment of divine celebration. The Murli starts with Baba calling himself as the flame, Shama. The eternal flame, the eternal moths, and the union is also eternal. To fulfill this love is to get everything. And what is the method? The method is just about two words. And what are those two words? Singing and dancing. Singing. Sing. What to sing? What are the different songs? Sing the song of glory of God. Sing the song of soul, the nature of soul, the beauty of soul. Sing the songs of the journey of the soul. Sing the song of going back home. Sing the song of the glory of the home. Sing the song about the kingdom which is about to come. Sing the songs of purity. Sing the songs of knowledge. Sing the songs of yoga. Sing the songs of meditation. Sing the songs of purity. Sing the songs of service. Sing the songs of this eternal bond. Sing the songs of bhakti. Sing the songs of tapasya. Sing the songs of world transformation. Sing the songs all the time. Keep singing and singing and singing. Singing these songs is meditation. At the same time, keep listening to the songs. Baba said, at Amrit Vela, what work you have, just listen to this song, the silent songs of the soul. A song which has no words. A song, the lyricless song, the soundless song, the musicless song of the soul. So keep listening to the song. This is the religion of singing. And you are the dancers. The dancing avatars, the dancing masihas, the dancing buddhas and the dancing tirthankars, the dancing children of God, the dancing messengers of God. So sing and dance. Sing and dance. Sing the songs and your every action, your every act should become a dance. You are a dancing karma yogi. A dancer is aware of every move. Every move in full awareness. Every action in full awareness. You walk and your walking is a dance. You walk with your hands and that's the dance. Everything that you do, everything that you perform, everything that you write, your every stroke is a masterpiece. You are the divine dancers. So everything convert into dance. Your ordinary works, your bathing, your donning clothes, your walking, your talking, your working, giving course, engaged in, getting engaged in hard works, physical work. Your exercise should become a meditation. Your gym is your meditation center. Every move you do with awareness to remain alert, to remain aware is meditation. No matter what you are doing. Your eating is a meditation. Your drinking is the meditation. Your sleeping is the meditation. Your singing songs is the meditation. Gratitude is the melody of the soul. Baba said, your first religion is the religion of singing. Your second religion is the religion of dancing. Your third religion is the religion of listening. Listen, just as you sit in the murli and you listen words. Beloved children, sweet children, long lost and now found children. This saz, this melody, this music. Rejoice while singing. This itself is meditation. And the fourth, sleep. Sleeping means getting detached, getting bodiless. So whenever you get tired, becoming bodiless is the sleep. It is the spiritual sleep. It is the divine sleep. Bodilessness can help you get rid of all your tiredness. Remembrance is the lap of Bab Dada. It's a very powerful statement. This remembrance is the lap. Lap, sleep in the spiritual lap and get rejuvenated, revitalized. This is the spiritual revamping. This is the spiritual re-engineering. So you're sleeping, you're resting, spiritual rest, spiritual solace, spiritual sleep. Your bodilessness, your remembrance is the sleep. So that's the third thing. And the fourth thing, drop the word depression, drop the word sadness, drop the word tiredness. You feel depressed only when you divorced the father. Stay with him as an eternal companion. You will never feel depressed. To fulfill this love, read the key, read, is to achieve everything, is to gain everything, is to know everything. So why you are making things difficult? Things are easy, but the mind makes them complicated. Baba said, stay busy in listening. You will not have any time for any third entity to enter. Maya will not disturb you. Nothing waste will come out of your mouth. You are busy in listening and speaking. So stay busy in this. Now you are easy, easy. But if you go there, you will become busy. But even whilst remaining busy, stay easy. So what are the tasks? Celebrate No Complaint Day. So today is the No Complaint Day. What to complain? This is the life of attainments. I don't need anything. I don't need anyone. Whatever I wanted, I have with me. Complaints carry negative energy. But constructive feedbacks are welcomed. They help us improve. But from our side, let there be no complaint. Act through the rhythm means whatever, if you're cooking your food, you're washing your utensils, let that act becomes a dance. Do it with joy. Even the greatest meditator will feel jealous of you seeing you washing utensils or sweeping the floor. The deities would faint if they see you in such divine meditation. Stillness in movement. Dance, 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 and just stop immediately. Enter into the stage of sudden silence. Dance, sing, and then silent. This will bring a balance. Stillness in movement. Silent soul dance. Listen to the dance of the soul. The songs of the soul. The songs are always there. But we need to remove the chatter. The chattering box of mind. Dance meditation. The meditation should create a dance and let it become a meditation. A silent, smooth Tai Chi or whatever. Art meditation. Your art, create art on this meditation. Inner music reflection. The soul is always singing, but we cannot listen to that song unless and until we become silent. The divine song is already there. So, this is all about today's Murli. First, sing. Create as many songs as possible. What are the different types of songs in Brahmin life? songs of celebration, songs of festivities, songs of New Year, songs of achievement, songs of yoga, songs of gyan, songs of bhaktis, songs of seva, songs of sakash, songs of golden age, songs of paramdham, songs of homeland, songs of the meditation, songs of the all the 84 birth songs on the drama, as many songs as possible. So create such songs, compose songs, create songs, listen to the songs, go in the nature and feel the songs, reflect on the lyrics. So first singing, second dancing, third listening, and fourth sleeping, third sleeping, fourth sleeping, and the fifth, no depression. Just rejoice, be in his company, don't divorce him. And Maya will be out, and you will have no time for the waste, for the past. This moment is life. This moment is the melody of the soul. This moment is the song and then the dance of the soul. And whilst doing all this, suddenly when you get tired, get detached from the body, be bodiless. That is the spiritual sleep. Silence is the sleep that refreshes wisdom. Silence is the sleep that refreshes wisdom. Physical sleep refreshes the body. Silence is that sleep which will refresh your knowledge, which will refresh your wisdom, which will refresh your spiritual love, which will refresh the purity, the inborn, the innate purity which is within the soul, the purity. And there is such eternal joy in purity. When you wake up in the morning with such pure mind, aha moments. These are called aha moments. Purity is the aha moment of Brahmin life. So rejoice, dance, sing, listen, sleep, enjoy, jump. You are the spiritual moths. The flame has come. Die alive. And the death will become a living celebration. Om Shanti.